Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for the radio, the internet, community, and micropower stations worldwide.
Bring the place down. Off in this madhouse, I make my way round. My marbles all gone, they lost and ain't found. This rubber room's home, the hall's my playground. We them loony bin prisoners full of piss and the vinegar and plans to make it out the perimeter. So I left the guard's throat slit to steal his outfit. Slipped away quick and dipped out with the visitors.
Spit with the visitor, pause, pass the guards by pass. Alarms, master class, escape artist, flipping the light switch, pandemonium hits. It's sick boy in the web. Real twisted kids that grew up to misfits. But shocks the shoe fits, so we cook up hits for bad lunatics. Cause the sick, sick world needs some sick music. And the sick boy, Webby, we do produce it.
All guards report in now. This is not a fucking drill.
Myself so bar for bar, I out bar, bar low health, I feel nothing, I just wanna feel something. Let me demonstrate my method of spontaneous combustion. I bustin', concussed with adrenaline rushing. Pick up the whole raw bench press like it's nothing, fuck 'em. Struck up a car head bottom, where's the buttons on this straight jacket, Webby?
We them loose screwed impatience, we twisted impatient. Gifted with skills, afflicted with greatness. Both a bit sick and shit is contagious. That's why we're locked in cells down in the basement. And they ain't never seen no kind of shit like Brandon Webby did it. All you other rappers gotta find a way to level with it. Someone crack a window, we about to let the devil in it. Cause we don't run from the madness, we revel in it. Run for your fucking lives! They've taken over!
King of prescriptions, a compound pharmacy. So place your bets, what side effects will you get? It's all mystery.
The doctor says he'll cure me with all these magic pills. They say these meds gon' fix my head, but I don't think they will.
Yeah, I still qualify as mentally ill.
Me too, get the meds and I'll store them with the bill.
Web chill, you gotta stop acting like a heathen. Plus you know the shit'll hit harder if you eat them.
Either way it's cool, Ren, really I don't give a fuck. Let's run them up till they lock us back up.
Fuck that, bad luck, cause I'm fast as fuck. No catching up, they won't see me back in cuffs.
I heard that, fuck it, I'm lost, my mind's manic. Fried frantic, I'm cooked, the sly and dynamic.
It's the world burns, fuck it, we're doing it live, damn it.
Till we go down like the band on the Titanic.
Play God in the Wuhan State Lab. Your tax dollars funded the vial. Fauci stood tall, told Congress a lie with a bureaucratic smile. Senator Paul called the bluff, laid the grants on the table plain. Gain of function's the game, and you're to blame for the worldwide pain. The truth on the stand, there's nowhere to run. It's past time to face the music for what you have done.
Time to face the music, the man. The leak in the light.
the truth you deny.
Dance on a pinhead floor. But the science was clear for all who could hear behind the locked lab door. You splice the spike, you roll the dice, and a nightmare slipped the chain. Now the planet wears the mask of the cost of your insane campaign. The reckoning calls through the Senate hall walls. It's time to face the music as the final judgment falls.
Time to face the music, the man in the white coat, the architect of the lie. From the NIH to the CDC, they watch millions die. The leak in the lab, the virus they made, a global funeral pyre. You will face the music for the truth you deny. Left us in the fire. Millions of graves from the slips that they made, a debt that can never be paid. Not a mistake, a conscious bet with a pathogen blade. The music is playing, the tempo is loud.
Radio. When I went to Senator John Fetterman's office in my military uniform, and he walked out and waved an Israeli flag in my face and then slammed the door in my face, that was when I knew that our politicians, like, this was much deeper than anything that I could have ever imagined. And that there was the Zionists and the Israeli government had infiltrated inside of our government. You know, that opened the door to AIPAC and to lobby groups and to blackmail that they have on our politicians and Christian Zionists. You know, it's a lot of information to digest. And unless you're doing this every day, it's almost impossible to keep up with how complex the situation is. But if just keeping it on the surface level is that I'm here because children should not be bombed.
Do you hear the boys? They're anti-Semitic. Do you hear the girls? They're anti-Semitic. And do you see the goys? They're anti-Semitic. They're anti-Semitic. They're anti-Semitic. Do you hear the trees? They're anti-Semitic. Do you hear the birds? They're anti-Semitic. Do you see the sun? anti-Semitic. It's anti-Semitic. It's anti-Semitic. Do you see the grass? It's anti-Semitic. Do you see the clouds? They're anti-Semitic. Do you see the sky? It's anti-Semitic. It's anti-Semitic. It's anti-Semitic. Do you see the Pope? He's anti-Semitic. Do you see the Queen? She's anti-Semitic. Do you see God? He's anti-Semitic. They're all anti-Semitic. They're anti-Semitic. See the world, it's anti-Semitic. Do you see my face? It's anti-Semitic. Do you see my eyes? They're anti-Semitic. I'm anti-Semitic.
There is no society anymore. What there is a transnational security elite that is busy carving up the world using your tax money. To combat that elite, we must not petition. We must take it over. We must form our own networks of strength and mutual value, which can challenge those strengths and self-interested values of the warmongers in this country and in others that have formed hand in hand an alliance to take money from the United States, from every NATO country, from Australia, and launder it through Afghanistan, launder it through Iraq, launder it through Somalia, launder it through Yemen, launder it through Pakistan, and wash that money in people's blood.
I'd first like to start by saying that every revolution succeeds when it successfully subtracts all historical memory from anything before itself. So I understand your profound sense of confusion and even despair at being born into this moment without any idea about what we've lost. When you subtract so much on a civilizational scale, it is a crime so vast it has no name. And that's what we've suffered. And that's why so many of our younger generation feel utterly bewildered, placeless, and their lives are meaningless and frankly hopeless. Because if they think this is all there is, and that's what the system says, the liberal system says this is all there is, this is the verdict of history, this is utopia, the best of all possible worlds, then they basically give up on hope completely. And can you blame them if they fall into drugs and pornography and computer game addiction and antisocial and withdraw completely into some state of kind of desperate hikikomori withdrawal? a complete rejection. This, we're breaking the spirit of the younger generation. And that, that's meaningful. It's meaningful and it's immoral. And it basically violates, if you have any respect whatsoever for the essential dignity of human life, it's completely unacceptable. It's not even a political question. It's such an act of vandalism against the human spirit. And it's obvious. And if you just go and ask any young people and say, why don't you just go and ask them a simple question? When are you going to save up to buy a house? They just laugh at you. Of course they're not going to do that. There's no realistic hope of self-betterment. Or what's your vocation in life? We don't speak of vocations anymore. People just get by, usually, on debt. So the meaning of your life has been degraded to a basic form of subsistence, where you just have to try and survive what's effectively a kind of war zone on the human spirit.
Even our memories are not absolutely private in America. Right? Any of us can be compelled, in appropriate circumstances, to say what we remember, what we saw. Even our communications with our spouses, with our clergy members, with our attorneys are not absolutely private in America. In appropriate circumstances, a judge can compel any one of us to testify in court about those very private communications. There is no such thing as absolute privacy in America.
John Kruger's on my trail. I know they're planning on erasing me. Freemasonry controls the National Security Agency. Intelligence integration. What you think is coming after? Disintegration of your freedom to intrinsic field subtractor. Rob Child checking you like we're playing a game of hockey. Got a little cocky. Started mentioning the Anunnaki. They sent Dr. Manhattan. Got blown to atoms in the lobby. Now my disembodied consciousness reconstructs my body. Everything I write defies all logic and common sense. Watch ego eye. Check out all the autonomous reconnaissance. Blow brains aside. But try just by dropping a word or two. Root this like Eddie Blake.
This comedian will fucking murder you.
Surpassing science, seeking triumph while I preach defiance. Mass is perfectly silent among the violence. Breach compliance, grappling Goliath. Financial giants, the largest tyrant. Shots fired, catch bullets with bare hands like Ozymandias.
The government is monitoring private phone calls, your children and my children's private phone calls, and tracking who their associates are.
Be cautious of that optic while we watching the clock spin. They plotting, they watching, but who watches the watchman? You think you're smart, you turn your phone off, but they caught you gossip. They locked in these black budget projects, we are the target. You see, Edward Snowden already told you. Bradley Manning, he came forth and he tried to warn you. Aaron Swartz and Gary McKinnon, they tried to show you. And even Michael Hastings, they had his car blown up. Don't be the matador that's standing in front of the Minotaur, the living raw legend. I laugh loud when I kill him off, telling killing jokes to the Joker, going back and forth. Blood spatter on the smiley face at 11 o'clock. Ink blots changing on my face like Rorschach. Thought police around, it's like they bringing 1984 back. Careful how you spell your name, they looking for the straw man. Tesla's technologies has fell into the wrong hands. There's just so much your central nervous system can only take. Patent 650-6148. Scanning biosignatures, frequencies can warp your brain. 2017, satellite drones in space. So wake the fuck up before the fucking day dims. Cause at 12 o'clock, the watchman come out to slay man. The big bad wolf with the warlock making the game end. Like Barry Allen and Bruce Wayne holding up the same pin. You see, these watchmen have a serious agenda. They put the fear in you till you're scared enough to surrender. So don't let these theories of these conspiracies to get you. Don't ask us about it, ask Siri and Alexa.
The Fourth Amendment exists to prevent the government from tracking or searching your personal information unless they have good reason to believe a crime is happening.
Surveillance cameras facing every person in the nation. So I think faster than flash after tachyon radiation. I don't think y'all really get it, they watch us everywhere that we go. I've had enough of like Walter Kovacs and his alter ego. The exploding heart, 5-point bomb could come in handy. Y'all don't see the lies, don't recognize the modus operandi. Biological entity, also a prolific alien from another dimension, just seeking enriched uranium. Unlocking all these minds, call this verse the master key. Mind so deep it's at the bottom of the Adriatic Sea. Convenience just another term, robbing you of self-reliance. Conscious expansion, couldn't be blocked by the Grand Alliance. Dangerous like Night Owl while throwing a temper tantrum at a warlock Steve Grant. We holding your brain for ransom. Navigating the rabbit hole, they subliminally worship Saturn. Prism system decryption, research the magic lantern.
How long can we keep this up?
Congress is pushing through some new bill. It's gonna outlaw masks. Our days are numbered. Till then, it's like you always say, we're society's only protection.
From what?
Are you kidding me? From themselves.
What the hell happened to us?
Upstart Radio.
What happened to the American dream?
What happened to the American dream? It came true. You're looking at it.
Hello, I'm from the government. With an update on humanity's gentle slide back into feudalism, as foretold in scriptures like Idiocracy and Back to the Future 2, we are now entering what experts call the find out stage. Brought to you by Brondo. It's got electrolytes. And now please rise for our first trillion. The product of decades of policy failure, taxpayer handouts and ketamine. Hail! Of course, when you wake up to the obscene inequality we've enabled, you'll want to fight back. That's why billionaires are building the tools to protect themselves. From you, tools like Palantir.
Hi, I'm from Palantir,
the military contractor and AI software company named after the all-powerful Seeing Stones Tolkien warned us not to leave in the hands of evil bastards. Thankfully, we are very wise and balanced, like our CEO, who can't stop talking about killing people, wants an AI arms race, and gets a boner talking about the West's superiority in applying organized violence. And our founder, who thinks Greta is the Antichrist.
Knows about the Antichrist.
And no longer believes freedom and democracy are compatible.
Hail!
By freedom, of course, Pete means freedom for him and his broligarch mates
to rule the world.
And that's where Palantir comes in. Let's meet some of our valued clients. Hello, I'm from ICE. Kidnapping people off the street is hard work, but not with Palantir. Palantir makes it easy for us to link your tax file, social security, license, and flights into AI-driven hit lists. Sure, we mostly use it on migrants now, but Palantir will come in real handy when we need to round up the resistance. Thanks, Palantir. Hello, I'm from the government of Israel. Committing war crimes is hard work, but not with Palantir. AI-assisted targeting makes it simple to murder thousands of people, even if most of them are civilians, according to our own reports. Thanks for supporting our genocide, Palantir. Here at the British government, we heard Palantir's used for war crimes and said, hey, let's give them a contract with our NHS. Could someone abuse that data? No. It's not like Palantir's UK CEO is the grandson of a known fascist Nazi-loving anti-Semite.
Hail!
Here at the Australian government, we have no fucking clue. So while others are ditching Palantir due to fears over data safety and its ties to El Duce, we've let Palantir into our defense department, banks, and even supermarkets. G'day, I'm from Coles. Price gouging you wasn't enough, so we hired Palantir to track and cut costs on our already underpaid serfs. I mean, staff. Sadly for us, people are realizing what fucking psychos we are here at Palantir. That's why France just ended our contract. British MPs want us out of the NHS, and GetUp is campaigning to kick us out of Coles. Which is a good start. Except Palantir is just one head of the Hydra. The underlying problem are these billionaire shitcunts and the feudal dystopia they're building around us. So if you like democracy, now would be a great time to wake the fuck up and stop them while you still can. This has been a message from your local government franchise. Good luck.
Disturba tu ballo.
250 years, you only asked a question. You never answered to anyone. Well, now I'm asking you.
You're expanding the map, a puzzle of war, yeah, you're setting the trap. You call it a Zion, a city upon a hill. No free utopia, just blood that you spill. You marched out the native to die in the cold, to build up an empire of bodies and gold. 56 rich men signed the declaration in ink and pushed all the masses right over the brink. Unlike a real freedom where votes carried through, your laws were just forced by an unelected few. You split up the world into south and the north with arrogant lies that you keep bringing forth.
Be ashamed
for the blood on the founding father's hand.
Be ashamed
for the teeth in the mud across the land. For fronting to the world like the chosen people while hiding your crimes in the golden steeple. Be ashamed, oh, the rulers must be ashamed.
On the dash, attacking the ancient, a 2500 year nation, testing our patience. You thought it was over, you thought you had won. The awakening's here and the reckoning's begun. Ignorance ain't free, nah, the bill's coming due. Look at Mount Rushmore, it don't belong to you. Stolen sacred black hills, carved right in the stone. You work day and night just to pay for the throne. You laid down the bricks and you built the machine. Now the government runs you, controlling the screen. Two tangled triangles are steering the ship. The stars on your flag ain't got no grip. You think the Titanic will never go down. You think this grand empire will never ever drown. You let the true Christ bleed, turned your back on the whole list. Took it the ones who mock him moving so slowly. No chains on your wrist, but a blindfold on your eyes. Suppressing the justice to swallow the lies.
Be ashamed
for the 250 years that you sat in the quiet.
Be ashamed
when the truth on the street really called for a riot. For swallowing the lies cause the prophet was sweet. Now the karma of the silent is marching the street. For all that you knew, but you stayed in the frame. Be ashamed, oh, the silent must be ashamed.
This has been Mind Rock, an Upstart Radio production for non-profit use.